talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And good news, our lines are open to phone calls and texts. All of the phones are up at Devil Radio in the Shaw. We moved successfully into our new headquarters, new studio. It's bigger, more equipment, terrific. 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made overnight. Start with two of my least favorite characters. Start with Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz of Texas. Ted Cruz just came out with a statement, a grovelly statement, saying that Republicans should not call the January 6th insurrection an insurrection. Now, what's the background of all that? Right after it occurred a little over a year ago, Ted Cruz called it a terrorist attack. Couple of times since then, until fairly recently, he's called it a terrorist attack. That's because five people died, or the 100 officers, actually 130, were injured, some still on disability, some on permanent disability. They're beaten up. Woman trampled to death. Cop almost kicked to death. Cops dragged down the stairs with their heads bouncing on the stairs. Gallows erected for Mike Pence, and they went through the hallway shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," and "Oh, Nancy," they were going to beat Nancy Pelosi to death. So he called it a terrorist attack. Then what happened was Tucker Carlson, a worm with absolutely no values whatsoever, Tucker Carlson attacked him for it, and he groveled, and he went on Tucker Carlson to apologize. He said, "You're right, I didn't put it right." He apologized to Tucker Carlson. Well, then fast forward, you have the Republican Party, the RNC, Republican National Committee, voting by voice vote to censure Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney for serving on the January 6th Special Commission. And you have Moscow Mitch, the broken-down old crow Moscow Mitch, finally showing a little gumption, saying that that was wrong and that it was not a legitimate political discourse. Now, some Republicans are ganging up on Moscow Mitch, sucking up to Donald Trump. One of them is Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz is saying, well, it's just flat-out wrong to call the January 6th insurrection and insurrection, even though he previously called it worst, a terrorist attack. Marco Rubio, a slippery little worm from Florida. He's sort of like Lindsey Graham light, bad news. And he criticized Moscow Mitch and said it was not an insurrection. It was a riot. Yeah, okay. Bunch of the boys. Reminds me of Robert Service. You should read him. He's a poet. Nobody's going to teach him in college. It's not Shakespeare, but I really like reading him. Bunch of the boys was whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon, and the kid that handled the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. That's what Rubio thought this was, apparently. Just a bunch of the boys whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon. Kid that handled the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. Well, no. No, that's not what it was. People died. Woman got trampled to death. Woman got shot. People died. Officers died. Afterwards, one squirted in the face with bear spray. Had some kind of stroke. not certain whether he committed suicide or it was a stroke. Officers shouldn't have to face that. That's a felony. Felonies were committed. Everybody in that insurrection who hit an officer committed a felony. And a lot of them being prosecuted. So you have this war still going on in the Republican Party. I don't know where it's going to come out. You have mainstream Republicans like John Thune of South Dakota, the number two in the Republican hierarchy, standing with Moscow Mitch. A lot of the others standing with Moscow Mitch, although they're real weaselly and weak about it. You're not seeing any Abraham Lincolns here. You're not seeing any fighting Bob La Follette's here. You're not seeing any Republicans from the 19th or early 20th century. In fact, you've seen a lot like Josh Hawley, who's attacking the broken down old crow Moscow Mitch for daring to even stand up to Trump. These people are sycophants. Very, very sad to see. Very, very sad to see. Well, I'll tell you what, this is not the only instance of civil war going in the Republican Party. Trump just yesterday put out another broadside against Moscow Mitch, the broken down old crow, saying Moscow Mitch. He did not call him Moscow Mitch. And he hasn't called him an old crow for about 3 days because Moscow Mitch handled that pretty well. Moscow Mitch said, "Old crow is my favorite bourbon." And old crow is a bourbon. It's good bourbon. Jack Daniels is a better bourbon, but so what? Moscow Mitch turned this around very deftly. So here's what Trump says yesterday. Quote, "Mitch McConnell does not speak for the Republican Party. He does not represent the views of the vast majority of its voters. He did nothing to stop the most fraudulent election in American history." Actually, it was the cleanest and best run election in American history simply because our technologies and our oversight improve over the years. And it was a superbly run election. So what they're trying to do, this is just another example. I could do this every day on the show, and I'm not going to do it every day. Every day there's some statement from Trump or one of his running dogs or fellow travelers who will say, well, this thing is in dispute. There was fraud without specifying what it is. But that fissure, that crack in the Republican Party is starting to widen. A lot of them are afraid still of the Trump base. They still say weaselly things like, we got to have election integrity, as if there isn't right now. And that's just a signal to the base to please quiet down. You pack of rabid dogs, do not attack me and bite me. That's really what it all is. I get it. But as long as you have Donald Trump, and the other thing he said yesterday was that he will not drop the issue of his alleged fraud in the 2020 election until it is generally recognized and that is reversed. That's not going to happen. Not only ain't it going to get reversed, it ain't going to be recognized. It ain't going to be remotely generally recognized. This is not an election in Asia, in Africa, in a communist country, in the Middle East, in Russia, in Belarus, in Cuba, and in Venezuela. We're not putting up with that. And got a message for the Republicans. What they better understand, those of you who are halfway sane, and those of you who are good people and have good instincts, the more you screw around and keep implying that there's something wrong, even though you're not going to do anything about it. And here's one favorite. Well, you know, we need election integrity going forward. The past is the past, but we're going to make sure next time there's a lot of supervision. That is a statement that hurts our democracy. There was plenty of supervision in the last one. There were 60 judges that looked at these challenges. These challenges were fake and a fraud. The people that lied about the voting machines, about Dominion voting machines, are being sued for over $1 billion. And that includes Fox. That includes Mike Lindell, the MyPillow man. That includes Sydney, the lawyer. She's bad news. God, I hate looking at her on TV. You know, all of these people, Sidney Powell, all of these people get fed by the general mainstream of the Republican Party, softly implying there was something wrong. to try to placate a Trump base, it's not going to placate them. They know that they're being schmoozed. It's not going to placate them. But all it does is spread doubt, and there are polls that show that almost half of the Republican Party thinks there was something wrong. Actually, more than half think there was something wrong. All, about half are wondering if Biden was legitimately elected. That's poison. It's poisoning our democracy. So when you have Cruz and Rubio saying that what happened January 6th was not an insurrection, what is Cruz doing, by the way? You think about this. You're running for re-election at some point as governor or straight as senator of Texas. You want to run for president. And you have contradictory statements all over the lot. Right away on January 6th, you said it was a terrorist attack. You said it's a terrorist attack for most of 2021. Then suddenly you suck up and apologize to Tucker Carlson. And now you're going saying it wasn't an insurrection. I think, and this is sad, and this is contrary to everything in politics that anybody that I know have historically has ever thought, but contradictions don't matter. He has one set of contradictions where he says it was a terrorist attack, and he trots that out if he's criticizing the New York Times, the Washington Post. If he's criticizing a debate, he'll say, no, I said it was a terrorist attack. Okay, that shuts it down. Then the base, the rabble come around, and he wants to throw raw meat. There's a whole pack of wolves, and he has raw steaks to throw him. And he goes, I said it was not an insurrection. Nobody challenges him. Nobody says, yeah, but 3 weeks before that, you said it was a terrorist attack. Lindsey Graham is another master at this. There are videos of him denouncing Trump in very personal and insulting terms, and then sucking up to Trump. And all he does is play different videos for different audiences. That's all. This is what's going on. The mainstream of the Republican Party is very lucky to have Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Increasingly, Larry Hogan of Maryland is doing a good job, and there are a few others. That's not enough. They're not high-ranking enough. And many of them, some of the former senators, are people who are not running for re-election. Retiring. We're going to a break. Line still open, 844-967-2789. Open for phone calls and texts. A lot more back after the break.
In the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time.